There's Paul Vallis, the former budget director for the city of Chicago, maybe most notably former CEO of Chicago Public Schools, with an op-ed saying that this scarecrow policing doesn't work. Hey, Paul, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
By the way, what do you do with your time these days? I know what you were. What does Paul Vallis do these days?
Well, you know, I'm opening my 12th military first responder high school, this one in Arkansas. It's a model school, a very successful high school model. The next generation of police, firefighters, first responders can come from the community. So it's actually a charter school that I'm opening for the state of Arkansas. So it'll be the 12th. I've done them in four different cities. So it's kind of a vanity project. It's a good high school model worth replicating.
Pardon me, I know this isn't why we called, but what does that have to do with first responders? Are the kids there the children of first responders, or are they going to be first responders?
Oh, no. Well, when I was in Chicago, we opened seven military high schools. And over the years, those schools have evolved into high schools that are not only, it's like 5 day a week ROTC, but there's also a focus on first responders. So the kids who go to these high schools might have an interest in becoming police officers, firefighters, nurses, getting involved in aviation, in EMS, EMT. So it's a regular public high school. It's ROTC 5 days a week. It has a military structure. And the kids take first responder electives in their junior and senior year. They work as interns in first responder institutions like police, fire, EMS, EMT, the local hospitals, or even the local airport.
I see.
It's a great model. It's a public school, by the way. This is a public school.
Still, I almost imagine it being the kind of tough love that you're espousing in your op-ed piece. You don't think we should show... You think the police need to be a lot stricter, don't you?
Well, the police aren't making arrests. Arrests are down 70% since 2019. And part of the reason is there's a significant manpower shortage. But a bigger part of the reason is they've just pulled back on proactive policing. In fact, the police officers feel these days that they're actually potentially threatened and intimidated when it comes to aggressive policing, because there are so many actions that can be taken against them. So what you're seeing, you're simply not seeing proactive policing. And no matter how many officers they pull from local districts to supplement the officers downtown, if the police are not arresting individuals for violating the public way, for destroying public and private property, for participating in these mass mobs, or for that matter, having drag races around fire circles on the
Lower Wacker Drive.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, just law and order is going to ensue, and that's what you see happening in downtown, and it's going to have a catastrophic impact on the economic heart of the city.
You wrote, for the foreseeable future, there should be zero tolerance for any violation of any city ordinance or state law, including blocking sidewalks and creating unsafe or threatening conditions. CPD should no longer merely monitor large crowds that deliberately violate city ordinances, like flash mobs. Instead, mass arrest procedures should be followed when such violations occur. Charges could include reckless conduct in mob actions. So if the police see 20, 30, 50, 100 kids and they're going down State Street after a concert or something like that, I'm just describing a scene where a friend of mine came upon, you want the police to just pull up and start arresting kids left and right?
Well, what I'm saying is if they are violating the public way, if they're violating city ordinances, if they're damaging property, if they're disrupting businesses, if they're intimidating individuals, the police should not hesitate to arrest. Now, that does not mean that Fox most likely will not charge any of them. But if you begin to round people up and then their parents or guardians have to come and pick them up, and ultimately, if people can be fined for violating the public way, I mean, look at how the city terrorizes law-abiding citizens with the red light cameras and the speed cameras and the parking tickets and the way they pursue them aggressively and almost abusively. I mean, at the end of the day, what do we do for people who violate the public way, who violate city ordinances? We should be equally as aggressive.
So when these kids get arrested, then what do you do with them?
Well, you know, what they do is they have to be picked up. They have to be picked up by their parents, ultimately. Ultimately, if a parent does not pick up the child, or if if you have a young person, a teenager, who is habitually committing criminal offenses, ultimately the parent or the guardian could be held liable, or at least that parent or the guardian could be held financially liable. The bottom line is they're not arresting, they're not charging, there is no accountability. And even when Fox doesn't charge them, you can still, for example, if you have drag races coming downtown, or they're lighting Lower Wacker Drive on fire with their cars, did they make any arrests? Did they impound any cars? Did they basically confiscate the cars and enforce them to go through the process, expensive process of retrieving their automobiles? You start making arrests, you start confiscating vehicles, you start putting people who are violating the public way into situations where these teenagers, where the parents or the guardians have to come downtown to get them out and to get them released. And pretty soon you're going to create an environment in which people know if they're going to violate city ordinances, there are going to be serious consequences.
I understand that. And this is a piecemeal conversation that we don't have time to each piece maybe talk about. I understand. Confiscate those damn cars. I can't believe they're easy to catch. Just open your ears. You'll find them. Grab the cars. I'm okay for that. The idea, though, that financially penalizing the families of kids who are doing flash mobs of violence downtown, I think is the sort of thing we say when we get angry and we don't have anything else to do. I can't believe that's actually going to stem crime.
Look, right now the city terrorizes families with parking tickets, compounded fines and penalties. They harass people with the speed cameras, they harass people.
None of us likes that, Paul. None of us likes that. I'm out of time. Are you, listen to this, Paul, are you going to be running for mayor? Are you running for mayor?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'll make my decision around Memorial Day, but we're certainly moving in that direction, and we'll see what happens.
I'll call you then. Thanks for your time. It's an interesting piece in the Tribune, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.